yesterday we said that there's machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch, following the opinion of the Rabbi Yaakov Bei Rav, the Mirei Rav, and the Mordechai. What is the proper approach? How to deal with a situation where a mistake is found during Kriyas HaTorah? According to the Shulchan Aruch, the person stops immediately in the middle of the pasuk, does not make a bracha akhorana, takes out a new Sefer Torah and continues reading from the second Sefer Torah without a new bracha rishona. According to the opinion of the Mordechai, a person would continue until the point where he's able to stop, and then he would stop there and say the bracha akhorana on the Sefer Torah that he read, and then take out the next Sefer Torah. So we said the Ramah and the Mishabura says that this is based on many akhoranim, this is the proper approach, unless there is a minig otherwise. There's a clear minig otherwise in that community. The proper approach is the approach of the Ramah. The Ramah makes a somewhat of a compromise between the two opinions. And he says the following. A situation where at a point where halachically your person could stop. He's read three psukim, he's not too close to a pay, to a samach. It's not in the middle of a kriya where he's not allowed to stop. The last eight psukim of the Sefer Torah, in the middle of the Teichacha. It's not on a day which you can't add and support the last aliyah, and you can't add any more aliyahs. It's a time where a person could stop. A person read from the Sefer Torah, and it was a kosher kriya. So the proper thing is for him to do is to stop and say a bracha achrona on the second bracha on this kriya that he just did. So a person, according to them, would stop at the end of the pasuk. He would stop and say the bracha, put the Sefer Torah away, take out the second Sefer. If a person is at a point where he cannot stop, he hasn't read the psukim yet, or he's at a point where he can't stop. So in that situation, since it's not a kriya, which right now you're able to say bracha akhrona right now, because you can't stop right now, so then the approach is like the Shulchan Aruch says. In that situation, you don't say the bracha akhrona on this sefer, but rather you put the sefer Torah away, you stop right there, you put the sefer Torah away, and you take out a second sefer Torah, and you continue the kriya from the second sefer Torah. So in a situation where you're able to stop, then the proper thing to do is to read, to say bracha akhrona what you've read, without really continuing. So you're able to say it's a bracha akhrona here, you do that. You say the bracha akhrona on this Sefer Torah. In the case you can't, then we do not say bracha akhrona on the first Sefer Torah. We stop immediately, put the Sefer Torah back, take out the second Sefer Torah, and continue the kriya from where we were. So that is the balance that the Ramah says between the two situations. If you can stop, it's a lovely place. If you can stop, you do stop, and you say a bracha akhrona. If it's a place where you cannot stop, then you need to continue your kriya, so you can't say bracha akhrona. So you put the Sefer Torah back, you take out a second Sefer Torah, and you read from the second Sefer Torah. So that is the approach that the Mishabura says, based on many akhronim, is the proper approach, how to deal with that situation. So next week we'll go through some examples of types of cases where there's a mistake which we would, it's considered a problem, we have to replace the Sefer Torah. And certain mistakes which we find, we do not need to replace the Sefer Torah. We'll talk about that, Bez Hashem, next week. Everybody should have a good morning, have a good Shabbos.